Talking weather with Lewis Ferris from the Met Service. Hey, Lewis, kia ora. It's good to talk.
Kia ora, yeah, good to be on here. And I mean, after this week of weather that we've had, I'm sure there's plenty for us to talk about.
Yeah, well, hey, we won't hold you personally responsible, Lewis, but it's certainly been a bit of a rough ride, hasn't it? We're talking with the whānau down there on the East Coast with washouts and the like. So what has been happening with the weather? This is... it feels like it's starting to change a little bit here in Tamaki Makaurau. Is that also the case around the rest of Aotearoa, Lewis?
Absolutely. So, I mean, rewinding to last weekend, we had a really warm onshore flow into the west coast, but really strong northwesterly winds. So we saw heaps of rain fall, but not just on the west coast, which typically bears the brunt. A lot of it was making it over the southern Alps into the foothills of Canterbury and saw some really sharp river rises and heaps of impacts around that in eastern parts of the South Island. But then that wasn't even the end of the weather this week. We saw then low pressure system move across the South Island, drive in some really extremely strong southerlies into the likes of Wellington. We saw some of the strongest wind gusts that we've seen so far this year, not to mention the wind and then also incredibly large swells. And now moving on from that, things are easing off, but that southerly air has spread across the North Island. And you're absolutely right, you'll be noticing the cooler temperatures around the likes of Tamaki Makaurau today and into tomorrow, maybe a chillier start tomorrow than you've had recently.
I think it's down to 5 degrees. We're witnessing weather events with regularity that perhaps is cause for concern, certainly as we discuss regularly climate change and climate crises. And I mean, here's this weather hitting us at Aotearoa. We've had the storm surges up around the Pacific and fires in France with a heat wave that's never been experienced. Just for a moment, with a sort of global viewpoint, Lewis, what are your senses going on?
I mean, it's all changing. Like, it's just really, it's gotten to the forefront, especially in the news, and it's probably in everyone's mind as well. We're seeing more of these likely extreme weather events, and the fact that the British Met Office forecast that their record temperature was going to fall, that they were going to get the hottest temperature that they've had, is actually something quite impressive in itself, because obviously statistically it's quite difficult to get a record. I mean, records only get broken every now and again, but we're seeing them broken with more regularity and more extremeness. I mean, they were something like maybe 2 degrees above what their hottest temperature had been on record, and we're seeing similar situations with closer to home this July. I mean, it's hard to attribute it completely to climate change. You can't really just do that. But I mean, this July has been incredibly wet for a lot of places here in Aotearoa. Christchurch has had about 2.5 times the amount of rain they would typically get in July, and the month isn't up and they've got more rain on the way next week.
Yeah, we spoke with our whānau on the East Coast. We've had weather events, washed out bridges, etc., many isolated, and now we know just down by the Motu River there's been the highway literally has, the waves have come in and washed it away. So we've got some really quite severe challenges, but this appears to be ongoing and almost in a tri-monthly cycle or thereabouts. Have you any idea of what the East Coast and even round through towards Te Kaha, what they might expect over the next little while at all, Lewis?
I think as we move further through the year and we get back closer to summer, we're going to, what looks to be likely to see another La Nina summer, which again opens us up to seeing more of these weather events coming down from the north or the northeast, which are the kind of events that we see bring extreme weather around northern parts of the country, but and can also make it down to the South Island, because they come down with a lot of moisture, a lot of hot temperatures, bringing heaps of fuel with it for those sort of flooding events that we see. So, I mean, we've still got a lot of winter to go, and I'm sure there'll be more of these cold southerly outbreaks that we typically get in winter, and then we'll head through back into spring, another tumultuous time for weather around the country. But that was just the sort of idea about what we might see towards the end of this year. But of course, you know, the weather still has to pan out, and we'll see exactly as that happens as we get closer to the time.
Thanks very much, Lewis. Maybe we can stay in touch a bit more regularly. Now I know your surname, because what I did do, I googled Met Service Lewis and it came back and I thought your name might have been Lewis Pass. But that's not that's not quite right. It's Lewis Ferris.
No.
Good talking with you, buddy. Thanks very much, Lewis.
Easy as any time.
Okay, bro. Thank you. Lewis Ferris with us from the Met Service.